I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this episode is recorded, the Gubbi Gubbi people. I would also like to acknowledge the First Nations peoples and language groups across this entire nation in which conception, pregnancy, and sacred motherhood knowledge has been shared. We pay our deepest respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and further extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. Hello, hello, and welcome! You are listening to The Oxytocin Hour. I'm your host, Dana. I'm a midwife, mum of five, and all-round oxytocin enthusiast. People are all too willing to share their negative experiences of conception, pregnancy, labour, birth, and beyond. The Oxytocin Hour is your safe haven, filled with positive experiences from mums, dads, doulas, midwives, and everyone in between. Each week we will release a new episode with the intent to uplift and inspire you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Now, let's get into today's episode. This and every episode of the Oxytocin Hour is strictly for entertainment purposes and is not to be used as medical advice. Oh my goodness, welcome back to another episode of the Oxytocin Hour. And if it's your first time here, welcome. Today's Dear Dana, I actually have a whole bunch of pre-recorded episodes that I have done a month or two ago, that I will be releasing every Monday. But this one that you are listening to today was actually recorded on the day that it was released. And the reason for that is because the topic was relevant to what had happened on that day, on this day, on that day. So today, if you were listening in real time, on the 21st of August, this morning was like not my typical morning. It was very, very rushed. We're also renovating at the moment. So water was going to be turned off at like 7 o'clock in the morning. So I had to get all five kids up, showered, blah, 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 ready to go for the day. Then I went and took three of my children, so the eldest, Avalon, and the two youngest, came for a drive into the city, into Brisbane City, where we parked and pulled out the double pram, which I'd borrowed from Ash. Thank you, Ash. And we went for a big ass walk to the front of Parliament House, where we attended a rally with a whole other bunch of midwives, student midwives, mums, midwife supporters, and whoever else was there. And it was like absolutely amazing. And I just really wanted to, my voice just went funny. I really wanted to record this episode so people can grasp an idea, especially women or whoever's listening that lives in Queensland, but even just all across the country, has an idea as to like what's kind of going on, just a little snippet of the political side of maternity care. So the whole point of this rally was because the budget had just recently been announced, and I believe it was $42 million that is going towards maternity healthcare, which is fantastic. Like, we're happy with that. That's a nice cash injection that obviously could be put towards so many great things to support women and babies and their families and their whole experience, both physically and mentally. And it was really, really surprising with all the evidence that is available, with all the studies that we have now and everything that we know, especially with people that like work very, very closely, like in the birth world, that can actually chat with these politicians and like give them a really good insight as to what would give like amazing care and support to women and what women actually want. You would think that they would put a lot of that money towards midwives. But alas, they did not even mention or acknowledge midwives in that
$42 million budget announcement towards maternity care. And that is what the protest slash rally today was about. A lot of us are concerned as to where this money is going. They did make some like announcements, something like training a certain amount of GPs. Oh, I can't remember. I think it was like 20 in obstetrics. There's also like a deadly initiatives thing, and a few other things, which is like good, great. That's fantastic. But beyond that, I mean, it's just, it's actually kind of shocking that like in this day and age, with the amount of stuff that we know and with how much women are saying like what they need and what they want, particularly like, so obviously I'm from Brisbane and it's all very focused around Southeast Queensland. And I don't know if anyone else knows this. I'm sure a lot of people know this, but I'm sure there's people listening that don't know this, but there's a lot smaller cities up north, or like, you know, from more north of Brisbane, which is virtually everywhere, where they, some women have to drive 4 hours to seek care from a midwife. And it's just like, honestly, the maternity care system is in dire straits at the moment. And I just, and this is my personal belief, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with me, it's really concerning where you can announce this budget and not even mention midwives when we know that if we put that money towards hiring more midwives and more MGP programs, having more continuity of care, women having known midwives, like what? It just doesn't make sense. So anyway, I'll update you with what happens as a result of this, or what the next step is. And the very last thing that I wanted to mention, which I believe is one of the most important things, is Queensland is actually the last state on the mainland of Australia that does not offer publicly funded home births. So if a woman wants to have a home birth with a midwife, they have to privately pay for that to happen. Whereas in other states and territories all across the mainland, women can access that through their public hospital system. So we're so behind in the times as well. And it's just like, what is going on? Anyway, I just thought it was really important to give people an update as to what's happening. If you didn't know, now you know. And I will give updates in future episodes if that's something that you're interested in. But that's just what's happening at the moment. And the turnout today was really, really good to see. A lot of people there in spirit, in solidarity, because, you know, people have to work as well. And maybe also like a time thing. So, yeah, I'll keep you updated. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to share the love or get in contact with us for feedback or a chance to be a guest on the show, you can contact us at www.daisy.com.au. That's www.daisy.com.au. Or on our Instagram at the Oxytocin Hour, all one word. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in, and I hope you've gained something positive from listening. Until next time.